Here's a question from Ben in Italy, who says, I have completed Netflix.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, well done. There should be some sort of ceremony. So I have now, and this does not seem like the obvious follow-on sentence to me, I have now started watching educational films from the 50s, 60s and 70s to keep busy.
Well, and to keep educated.
I guess. I mean, I've seen a few 70s educational films and I did know the things that were in there. I know not to get hit by a car on a road.
Good boy. Don't fly your kite near a pylon.
He says these films are oddly reassuring, as problems such as driving safely and finding the perfect spouse have quite simple solutions, a rare thing nowadays.
Aww.
There is, however, one video from the archive that is driving me crazy, and it is called Why Doesn't Kathy Eat Breakfast? This video was obviously intended for schools. It ends with a slide telling the teacher to stop the projector and discuss. But Helen, answer me this. Why doesn't Kathy eat breakfast? The video offers no explanation as to why Kathy doesn't eat. I've briefly looked online for lesson notes, but I found nothing. So why do you think she doesn't eat breakfast? And really, what was the point of all this?
Well, shall I describe this 1972 video made by the Dairy Council?
I think it's fair to say that's what we're all still here for.
It scores 3.3 stars out of 10 on IMDb, by the way. Maybe the Dairy Council's best work was still ahead of them. They made another film, which I couldn't find, called Why Not Snack? Presumably in praise of snacks. What happens is Kathy wakes up with her alarm. She has an English textbook open on her bed, so I guess she fell asleep mid-study.
And I'd say Kathy's like 14?
Yeah. She's got an incredible 70s house. She brushes her teeth. She brushes her beautiful, shiny, long hair and gets ready whilst there's this Dairy Council voiceover wanker bombarding her with questions in a judgmental way.
Yeah, so why don't you eat breakfast?
Yes.
What, not even bacon? Not even waffles? It's
right.
Like that.
Yeah, and weird. She kind of acknowledges this voiceover as well. So it's like an invasive character in her room, even though they have no physical presence.
Do you think she has intrusive thoughts in the voice of the Dairy Council?
Who doesn't?